big and one are small. Rashi's Ravavi, Oyaskan Harvard, eat a lot.
If they eat a lot, then it's not worth it for you to hold on to them. So that's 3 days, get rid of them. Well, if it's nutri small ones, then you can hold on to them even for longer, even for 30 days. Then the Mishnah says, Ushain Oysev Yechel, but things that don't pay to hold on to it, he's supposed to sell it. Tana Rabbanim, we learned. Vashiv Oysaloi, what does that mean? Re'ei, look, Hech the Shivenelov, how to return the Aveda to the owner. Shle Yachel Egel Agolim, Mosiach Lesiachim, Avaz Avodat Anagolim, Tanagolim. Let's say you find 3 chickens. So if you have to take care of it a long time, what you have to do is sell one chicken to get the money to feed the other 2. So it comes back, what are you returning? Only 2 chickens. That's not what the person lost. So in such a case that it doesn't make its own profit to take care of itself, then the svar is, when you find it, sell it, and just the money holds to return. Now, when you sell it, we sell and you have the money, what's the luck of the money? Ma yehei bedomin. So the machlokes nishtam, tafanam yishtamishtam, tafan says you're allowed to use it, and therefore you chayav and kanevi b'aveda. And the kibbutz says, no, you're not allowed to use the money, therefore you're potter. So the Gemara says, ad kan, up until now, look, please, no machlokes, hello, kishin shtamish behem. If the shomer goes and uses the money, then it's a machlokes. Avo lo yishtamish behem, but before he uses the money, zmash according to everybody, imov the potter. If the shomer loses the chayfetz, he's potter, loses the money, he's potter. Why? Because it's only like a shomer mechinim, and a shomer mechinim is potter. The Mishnah just says that you have a right to use it. It says, therefore, the fikas, therefore, like mashma, when you use it, then you become a shayma sacha. But before you use it, you're not a shayma sacha. So the Gemara says, laimat yevet yuftu the Rav Yosef. This should be kashan Rav Yosef. The itma we learned. Shayma raveda. A person that finds an aveda and he has to watch it, what type of halacha does he have? Rabbi says, kashay mechinim. A shayma raveda is not getting paid for it. He's only like a shayma mechinim. He's potter on kenev of aveda. However, Rabbi Yosef amanal kashayma sachar. He has luck like a shayma sachar. So according to Rabbi Yosef, even if you don't use the money, every shayma raveda, the Gemara said as far as a proof to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef holds that since when you're Isaac in the aveda, you're potter from giving sachar. So if Oni would come to you and ask you for money, you have a right to say, Isaac the mitzvah is potter in a mitzvah, you don't have to give him sachar. So you're getting money, you're gaining money by watching the aveda. So Rabbi Yosef says, you have a luck of a shayma sachar automatically. So it's all the Chura Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yosef. Because our Mishnah is mashma, you only a shayma sachar if you really use the money. And according to Rabbi Yosef, you're a shayma sachar even without using the money. So Moses says, Omaloch Rabbi Yosef, it's like this. No, that's not the machlokes in our Mishnah. Everybody holds like me that a shayma raveda is like a shayma sachar dummy. Ki pligu is the machlokes be einsin to show. If he's like a shayal to be chayiv and einsin, that's the machlokes. The Rabbanan said this money you're allowed to use. If you're allowed to use the money, the heavenly shayil allow you. You're like borrowing it. You become a shayma shayil. Therefore, you chayv an einsin. Avedis lavdavka means einsin. It means if an einis happens, it's not your fault. We have a key v'sava loyshar v'le Rabbanan l'shtumushu v'gavayu. No, you're not allowed to use it. Hilkach therefore heavy shayil allow you. You're not called a shayil. You're only called a regular shayma sacha. Therefore, you're potter gneiva v'aveda. For the Maru Yachi is so, Lefikach the Yomer of Akiva Lomeli. What do we have to have the word? Lefikach. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on. We'll go this list back in tomorrow.
Choftet, yeah. You're holding off Choftet, Amral. You're in the middle of the Shaila again, in the Mishnah we had a Machlokes. That what do you do with the money? In the case of you find in Naveda that you're supposed to sell the money, when you hold on to the money, when you're supposed to sell what you found, so the money you hold on to. So the Mishnah says that Rabbi Tafan Aimer Yishtamash Behem, you're allowed to use the money. Lefikuch, therefore, Mavdu, if it gets lost, Chayiv Be'achar Yusan, you chayiv to pay back. Since you're allowed to use the money, so you learn you're like a Shema Sachar, therefore you have to pay back if it gets stolen or lost. The Bekiva says, no, Lo Yishtamash Behem, you're not allowed to use it. Therefore, Lefikuch, Mavdu, and Chayiv Be'achar Yusan, if it gets lost, you're not Chayiv Be'achar Yusan. That's what the Mishnah says. Now the Gemara says the Churud is not like Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Yosef says that a Shemer Aveda we had a Machlokes. We'll start over again. The third line from the Gemara. Yitma we learn Shemer Aveda. Somebody that's watching the Aveda. Rabbo Amar Kesher Mechinim. Yes, Lachol Kesher Mechinim. That's all. Rabbi Yosef Amar Kesher Mesochem. Rabbi Yosef says whoever is watching an Aveda, he has a Lachol Kesher Mesochem like he's being paid. Why? The Gemara in other places say because the Gemara later will see because fruit of the Rabbi Yosef. It means while you're taking care of the Aveda, if an Ani comes to you and says, give me tzedakah, you have a right to say, I'm doing a mitzvah now. So you save yourself the fruta. So because you're saving yourself some money, that's called a Gashem Asacha. So the Chura Mishnah is not like Reb Yosef. Yeah. So Mara says, Amalach Reb Yosef Yosef says, no, it's because our Mishnah is mashma that when you're chayiv on Geneva Ve'aveda, only if you use the money. Then you become a Shem Asacha. But if you don't use the money, mashma, you're only a Shem Mechinam. So that's not like Reb Yosef. So Mara says, no. Amalach Reb Yosef. Everybody agrees that you are chayv on Geneva Ve'aveda. That's not a machlokes here. Everybody owes a Shem Ve'aveda is like a Shem Asacha. Keep pleading, where's the machlokes in our Mishnah of Tafan and Rebbe Kiva? To Yainsin, to Shol. If you have a lach like a Shem Shol, if an anus happens, that's the machlokes. Rebbe Tafan saw the Shol, Rebbe Abon Lash Nemusha Begavayu. Rebbe Abon say, you're allowed to use this money. Therefore, the Hevel, a Shol Alayu. You have a lach like a Shem Shol. Therefore, if an anus happens, you're chayiv. Rebbe Kiva saw the Loi Shol, Rebbe Abon Lash Nemusha Begavayu. No, the Rebbe Abon did not give you permission to use the person's money. Therefore, a heavy shoyl alayu. You're not called a shoyl. A shoyl means you borrow to use it. Here you have no right to use the money. But I call upon him, like a shoyl mesachah to be chayv on Gnebi Vavedah, that everybody agrees to. So maybe the Mishnah could go about according to Rabbi Yosef. We'll soon see. The Gemara asked a question to him that the Mishnah says, you're potter from Vavedah. So of course, it's not like Rabbi Yosef. We'll soon see. Now the Gemara asked a question, though, we hochi, if so, that's pshat. Lefikach di yom Rabbi Kiva lomali. Why do I have to have the word lefikach according to Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva says you're not allowed to use it. Since you're not allowed to use it, therefore if it gets lost, you're not chayiv b'achriusan. So what do they need it for? Dishleima, it would be very good. Digneiv yavedu depligi. If you want to tell me, iyamid bishleim. If you would tell me that digneiv yavedu depligi, the machlokes in the Mishnah is this shayim mechayiv digneiv yavedu. Then it's good. That's why the end of the Mishnah has to say, Rabbi Kiva says, you're not allowed to use this money. Then again, you found an object and you had to sell it, so the money you receive, you have to hold on to it. You can't use it for yourself. Therefore, it's good that Rabbi Kiva says, if it gets lost, you're potter. Because since you're not allowed to use it, so you're not a shayim asachar, you're only a shayim achinam, therefore, if it gets lost, you're potter. Because it's good why it has to say this. Because Salka died to Chamin, I would have thought to say, maybe Shayim Asachar heavy, kid Rabbi Yosef. Maybe really you're Shayim Asachar over here, like Rabbi Yosef holds. Or the Gnevi Vyaveda Mechayiv, and maybe Shmichayiv on Gnevi Vyaveda, even though you were not Mishtamish with the money, maybe you have Rabbi Yosef's Svara, proof to the Rabbi Yosef. Since when you're watching the Aveda, if an Ani comes to you, you're potter at that time, because I think the mitzvah. Maybe that makes you to Shayim Asachar, Kamash Malon. That's what Kiva has to tell us, not like this. Kamash Malon, Lefikach. That no, since you're not allowed to use the money, therefore you only remain a Shem Chinim. It's good. But Hashtah, but now according to you, Rabbi Yosef, Hashtah the Yarma, now that you want to tell me. No, Lefikach is good, that's Lefikach. That Hashtah the Yarma, now that you're saying, Rabbi Kiva tells us, Lo Yishtamish Behen, you're not allowed to use it, you should know, Shem Mesocha Lehevei. You're not called a Shem Asacha, not like I would have thought. And therefore you're potter from Gnevi Aveda. So not like Rabbi Yosef, the Mishnah would be very good. It's good what Rabbi Kiva is teaching us. Ela, but according to you, Rabbi Yosef, Eli Yamrit Gnevi Aveda. The Kuli Yamulei Pligidim Chayiv. But if you want to tell me the way Rabbi Yosef learns, that everybody agrees, every Shem Aveda is always considered like a Shem Asacha. And therefore, if it gets lost by you, or else if it gets stolen from you, you're chayiv. And keep pligi. Where's the machlokes in the Mishnah? Only the einsin, the shol. If an einus happens, and not your fault, but an einus came, and ruach sheinu mitzvah came and took it away. If so, my lefikach to Rabbi Kiva. What do I need the lefikach of Rabbi Kiva? Hochem mi boi the Mishnah. This is what the Mishnah should have said better. That Rabbi Kiva roimeh lo yishtamash behen. That's all. Rabbi Kiva says, you know the halacha is that when you have this money of Yaveda, you're not allowed to use it. That's all. That's all Rabbi Kiva should have said. That you're not allowed to use the money. Now, once you're not allowed to use it, I know by myself already, that the Kiva and the lo yishtamash behen, since you're not allowed to use it, lav shel havi. You're not called a shem or shel on it. I understand that. Like the only reason to say you should be a shoal is you have a right to use the money. So if you have a right to use it, like you borrowed it, you could use it. But once Rabbi Kiva says, lo yishtamish ben, no, you're not allowed to use this money.
So by myself I would know that you're not chayiv on ointment.